Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a champ, that being Ross Lubinsky. How dare I even question the music? My man, I can't remember who was telling me, he's like, oh, you can't play coming out of a break when you got to read. Not so fast, my friend, says Ross Lubinsky.
Not with that attitude, that's for sure.
That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. That is Ross Lubinsky. We hadn't been on a show with Ross in months, years, it felt like. Three this week. Now, it'll go back to what feels like years again, because after Sunday.
Mother's Day.
You won't hear us for all week.
So after Sunday, at least for Blake speaking, I'm only on the air four more times. For the rest of the month.
Like, ever?
Then he's just calling it a career.
Do you know something I don't?
Me and Tim had a talk. No. After Mother's Day, I'm on the air four more times, rest of the month.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you're only like six. You're just like a Sunday here and there.
That's it.
Yeah.
So do y'all not do anything next weekend?
No, we'll be on.
So not this weekend, obviously, but like next weekend.
Yeah, we'll be on Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday, I was about to say, because I have 7 days off starting tomorrow. So we will both be back after a week. Next Saturday.
Yeah, no, we'll be all, I'm on tomorrow. He and I are on tomorrow, 1 to 4:30. Then I'm on with CA Sunday morning from 9 to noon. And
it's a little bit of tease for your Tolos.
A little tease, a little Sunday morning radio. Me, the old head radio, as we like to call it. And then.
What is that acronym, old head radio?
OHR. Oh. OHR.
Sounds like, it's like you got to press it on your neck.
Life Alert Radio, Fred and Chris.
Speaking of Life Alert, that used to be one of my favorite ways to hop into girls' DMs is I would just send a picture of the lady like being on the ground, like clutching her chest, and I would say, help, I've fallen into your DMs and I can't get out.
Fair or foul? Fair or foul?
Fair because it worked twice.
Okay, what did they say to you?
Did they have a pulse?
Yes.
Just messing.
I don't remember what the second one said, but the first one did like take a little bit of time and like, and she told me this. She like,
did she LOL?
Well, she did, but she like reached out to her friends and she was like, do you see like WTF is going on with this guy? And they were all like, no, he's cute. Message him back.
You know what I just realized?
She did.
You could be using your name as an advantage in the dating scene. You're literally named after a store. I don't know what you could say. I'm sure if I thought about it for a second, you could come up with something, but like Ross Dress for Less. Or don't dress at all, or...
Yeah, because I'm sure that's going to pick up a classy...
Well classy isn't gal. There a thing like Dress for Less and your name is Ross and you're named after a department store?
No, that 100%
is. You should work that into your pickup line. Am I tripping, Tolos? I don't want Fred's answer. Am I tripping, Tolos and Peaches? Should Ross be using his name with the department store and their slogan in his pickup
line? I mean,
lines?
What is he, a discount selling...
Hey.
Discounted
there's
goods?
Ways you could twist. There's ways you could twist it. Hey, Ross is half price, but I'm full price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's maybe the stupidest pickup line I think I've ever heard.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah, we'll workshop. I'm not even. I just thought about it on the spot.
I don't know that trying to use Ross Dress for Less as a flex is really the flex
see
that you
Chad
think
GPT
it is.
If Chad GPT can come up with anything, I am trying.
See, that, and
to,
that's I think that's the other issue. I mean, if we're over here trying to use Chad GPT to riz up women, that's our first problem.
I am trying to pick up a girl for my producer.
All right, well, you guys are thinking about this. Fair or foul, an inmate was put to death last month in South Carolina. Now, you probably heard about this. It was South Carolina's second firing squad execution, okay? However, the inmate was conscious and likely in extreme pain for up to a minute after the bullets missed their target and failed to quickly stop his heart, according to a pathologist hired by the inmate's lawyers. An autopsy photo of Mikhail Mahdi's torso showed only two distinct wounds from the three prison employees who volunteered for the firing squad and had live ammunition in the April 11th execution, according to the pathologist's report. It was filed Thursday with a letter to the state Supreme Court titled Notice of Botched Execution. You hate to be on the wrong side of that. Prison workers suggested the pathologist who performed the autopsy that two bullets entered his body at the same spot. Quote, the shooters missed the intended target area and the evidence indicates that he was struck by only two bullets, not the prescribed three. Consequently, the nature of the internal injuries from the gunshot wounds resulted in a more prolonged death process, said Jonathan Arden, a pathologist hired by attorneys for condemned inmates. Arden said that likely meant that Mahdi took only 30 to 60 seconds to lose consciousness, 2 to 4 times longer than the 15 seconds that experts, including Arden and ones hired by the state, predicted for a properly conducted firing squad execution. During that time, Mahdi would have suffered excruciating pain as his lungs tried to expand and move into a broken sternum and ribs, as well as from air hunger as the damaged lungs struggled and failed to bring in needed oxygen. In case you were wondering, Mahdi was executed after admitting he killed Orangeburg Police Safety Officer James Myers in 2004, shooting him at least 8 times before burning his body. Myers' wife found him in the couple's Colquhoun County shed, which had been the backdrop to their wedding 15 months earlier. A witness to the execution heard Mahdi cry out as the shots were fired, groan again some 45 seconds later, and let out one last low moan just before he appeared to draw his final breath at about 75 seconds. Fair foul! Choosing to be executed by firing squad and then die an excruciating death when they miss your heart.
Yeah, that's foul. I would think that they would have that set up, the firing squad, to know exactly pinpoint laser, this is going here. I mean, were these guys football field away? Were we choking our shots?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they did it on purpose.
Little Squid Games.
Well,
season 2?
Okay, think about it this way. Think about it this way.
When she was doing that to sell the... I don't want to spoil it.
Think about it this way. This guy's a cop killer. Okay? That's what he's in prison. That's what he's on death row for. All right? He killed a cop. Do we really think that, and by the way, he picked to be executed by firing squad. That's already, I mean, I remember when this story came out that he had chosen to do this. So that was already wild that in 2025, this dude's over here like, yeah, go ahead and shoot me. Then they had to find volunteers in the prison to do it.
To be the one shooting?
To be the one shooting him.
What do you mean? We don't got no... people that work in the prison that can do it?
I mean, it's not like you've got a firing squad on standby, considering it hasn't been done in 100 years.
But we don't got no military people, ex-military, that could just shoot a gun. We got to find people. When you say people from the prison, do you mean workers?
Yeah, it's not okay. Like they took a couple inmates and said, here, go ahead and, here, let's give an inmate a gun and go ahead and shoot our boy Amadi over
we
here.
We got you, you're good, run!
See, you were telling the story about, like, the three guys volunteering, and all I could think of in my head for some awful reason was just, like, those three volunteers were like, oh, dude, you don't have to tell me twice. Yeah, let's do it.
That's what I'm saying, like, he killed a cop. And these are, I mean, you know, again, they're law enforcement, but they're not, but
right.
Still.
Yeah.
So, you know, and look, it's, and maybe they don't like the guy. I mean, who knows?
So, like, my thing is, like, if you're going to get killed by a firing squad, you would think you would need more than three people. Because, yeah.
Would you, though? I mean, if you got three, I mean, you're telling me that three people, I'm guessing with a high-powered rifle, probably not that far away, can't hit your chest?
Well, apparently,
I never miss
one
a call
of three
duty,
of these guys can't.
Well, and again, that's why I'm saying I wonder if it was done on purpose.
See, but and
because
I don't,
what's the fallout?
Well, and I was thinking, like, you know, like, say, like, these guards have, like, I don't know, like an SMG or an assault rifle. Like, you got a couple of bullets, you know.
We're picking classes. MP5, long barrel, quick draw. Like,
oh, dude, you need to put the silencer on so you get extra salvage. No, but that's just my question is that, like, and I don't, I have no idea how this works, but, like, yeah. You would think that, like, I don't know, like an SMG, like more bullets, like it would.
You know what? It's fair to me. Okay. Guess what? A, you're on death row. B, you killed somebody, and C, you chose to die by firing squad. Okay,
yeah, so fair don't be foul. Surprised if it's
so
really painful.
You
and it's drawn
you decided
out.
To put your fate in three guys from the prison block to kill you. Okay,
someone said fair or foul should be volunteering to be part of a firing squad.
Well, maybe go. There you go.
Like,
all right.
Like I think they're saying that the people shooting.
Well, again, it's this is not something that you do regularly. So that's why they had to have somebody volunteer to do it.
Okay, what are we doing next?
So I say fair.
I say fair.
I say fair as well. I mean, look, God bless. Hey, sorry it took 70 seconds, whatever it was. All right, but such is life.
Because someone said, I've
that's
heard
the route you took.
I've heard it's multiple people and only one person has an actual bullet and everyone else has blanks. That way they can't pinpoint who did it.
That's fair. I mean, either way. I mean, look, it sucks. Here, moral of the story, don't kill cops.
Yeah. Or okay? Do bad things.
Or don't get on death row.
Then
and
you're
going to
worry
top
about
of
all
that,
that.
If, God forbid, you got to get put to death, I mean, get lethally injected, I guess.
While we're going
although
to,
I've heard that can last a little long, too. So
oh, no, absolutely.
Way.
I was just going to ask
absolutely.
During this
bring
segment,
back the guillotine.
Oh, dude, if only. If
bring
only.
Bring back the guillotine.
Justice.
Bring back stoning in front of your friends.
Oh, I'll tell you what, stoning, that's a real one right there. All right, coming up next, hold that thought, Ross Levinsky. When we come back, let's update on the Stars, and we'll update what's going on in the NBA playoffs.
Can I add one to it?
Add one more. Hurry up.
ChatGPT gave Ross some pickup lines that have to do with the department store. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.